Hello, today I'm speaking with Josh. Josh is representing Almighty Foods and they're based in Perthshire in Scotland. How are you today, Josh?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thanks, Kate. Thank you for having me on. We really appreciate it, and we're glad to be able to share a little bit of our journey and our message.
It's really my pleasure. Do you want to tell us how you got started in your business and what your journey was into raw foods?
Sure. Okay. Well, I guess I firstly start about my journey into raw foods, organic foods. So I've been dabbling with veganism and a plant-based diet since I was about 16. And we started up the. I started mucking around with chocolate probably 3, 4 years ago. Sorry, flip back a little bit more. I studied in plants, in horticulture and botanics.
Wow.
So I have a strong passion for the botanical realm, and I also have a very strong passion for food and the culinary realm. With the fusion of that and my love for raw food and my interest in certain tonic herbs, I really felt that I just naturally started to make chocolate.
Yeah.
This was round about the time that Molly and I got together and begun our little relationship journey. And I think the fusion of my passion for foods and a holistic lifestyle and Molly's drive and determination to do something really cool, we fused together and we made Almighty Foods.
Brilliant. So what year were you, was Almighty Foods born?
Almighty Foods was born, we've just passed our second anniversary,
Oh,
so
so it's
we're
still a
just over 2 years
baby.
old.
Still a baby.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
So do you want to tell us a bit about your factory and how you produce your products?
Sure, so we've got a certified organic factory in the rolling hills of Perthshire, Scotland. There we produce everything ourselves, so we start with the raw ingredients, the beautiful certified organic raw ingredients, and they're all whole food based. That's our basic premise. We start with whole foods. And we process them into various different things, whether that be raw chocolates, we also make nut butters, and we process everything with the use of solid granite grindstone. So this is a very old school process that
Wow.
gent if anything, it gently massages the ingredients to grind them down rather than like a hardcore metal refiner. So yeah, we grind down all of the ingredients according to the recipes,
So
and
sorry,
then
can you just
we
go into that? It's literally granite stones, what, in a big container?
essentially, yeah, this is large granite wheels that move and
Wow.
a big granite base, and it's essentially like a big pestle and mortar kit that just crushes everything inside of there. And we run this for days at a time, and
Yeah.
the end result is a very silky smooth chocolate really that we all know and love. But usually chocolate is made on metal refiners that
Yeah.
I can verify that the conventional chocolate making machinery does leave behind residues of heavy metals. So this is one of the main reasons why we concentrate on using stone.
So when you say stone ground, you really mean
I absolutely mean
it.
it. Yeah. And
And
it's laborious and it takes a long time, but it's worth it.
when you're making your nut butters, how many days do you grind for?
Up to 2 days. It
Yeah.
depends on what it is, but we go as far as 2 days when we make our nut butters. And with our chocolates, we'll go as far as 76 hours.
Wow, that's amazing.
Depending on what we make, it may even go longer, which is then delving into the realms of conching, which is not so much refining, but really working on flavor. And yeah, it's a wonderful process, is the chocolate making process. It's
Yeah.
very, very interesting.
Yeah. So who comes up with the recipes? Do you do that together?
Yeah, we are. I've made some recipes. Molly's made some recipes. I think at the start I made a lot more, but Molly's alchemist, inner alchemista, is really came out over this past few years and flourished. So that's nice to see. But we have so many ideas. It's really hard to put a cap on it, Kate. So actually, this is something that we're about to release to the world, which is a monthly limited edition chocolate bar and nut butter, maybe as well. So all these ideas, we feel like we need to get them out to the world one way or another. So
So what's your best selling product? What's the favorite among the customers?
Oh, so I think that people really like our nut butters. People really love the cashew caramello. We've just released a new chocolate, which is tiger nut butter chocolate. And that's quickly became the favorite. I think people are very interested in the tiger nuts themselves. But yeah. I mean, other than that, we sell a lot of our chocolates. They're all pretty consistent.
Do you want to tell us a bit about tiger nuts for people who aren't familiar?
Absolutely. So tiger nuts have been used as a food for as long back as the Egyptian times that I know of. And they've been very highly revered throughout the ages. They are not actually a nut, but they are a little tuber of a grass plant. So they're essentially a root. And they're very nourishing. They're very good for your gut. And they're very milky flavored as well. So they make very good, traditionally people make nut milk out of them.
Right.
So, yeah, we've opted to use these things inside chocolate. And I do believe we're one of, if not the first, one of the first people to be using them inside real chocolates. So they're very lovely little ingredients. And we found a very good source. Lovely tiger nuts are coming from Spain. And, yeah, they're great. We loved using them in our product.
Awesome. So all your ingredients are organic, and you're also really hot on fair trade, you were telling me, and making sure you get really good ethically sourced ingredients.
Absolutely, absolutely. So organic is, like, we don't buy anything that is not organic, unless, of course, it's something like sea salt, which is hard to certify. And then ethics, obviously, the trail of the ingredients, how they've been processed, the people who've grown them. It really matters to us that they're the best that they can be. So, like our cacao beans, for instance, I was mentioning to you that we've found a source of cacao that's a beautiful little cooperative in the hills of Peru. And they don't produce a lot of cacao, but the stuff they do produce is high quality, and they've got very fair wages. So it's good. We like to know we're funding into good things like that.
Yeah, of course. And what's your goals? How do you see the business in developing?
So we just wish to continue getting out there, really. We want to see all over the place. Our understanding, or our vision, is that Almighty Food is something upgraded. It's something that's supporting goodness. So the more places that we have that, the more goodness that is supported, the more great food options we're providing for people. So we just want to grow and get it as far out as possible. But our ultimate vision is to actually get some land somewhere and to begin to actually start growing various different Almighty Foods.
Amazing. That's what Inspiral did, I think. They got their own kale farm, I believe. From making kale chips, they decided to move to the countryside and grow kale.
Yeah, it seems like the natural direction.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, anything else you want to tell us about the new chocolates?
The new chocolates. So, yeah, we have some... I'll just go a brief overview of the range. The new almond butter chocolate, which we've had almond butter for a long time, but we recently upgraded the recipe. And it has a lot more almonds inside of there, and we've salted it as well, so it's very reminiscent of a traditional almond butter. We have the strawberry blonde, which is
Are they chocolates with centers? Do they have centers in? Is that what it is?
No, they don't have centers. They are just purely they're a traditional chocolate bar style. But the centers is something that we are experimenting with right now. But I'll leave that one for the future.
So you've ground the almond butter into the chocolate. You've mixed it all together.
Yeah, it's ground, it's churned, it's whipped for days at a time, along with the cacao and everything else in there. So it makes a lovely, lovely tasting chocolate at the end. And we sprout the almonds first as well. We soak and sprout them. And so another one, Strawberry Blonde, I'm just going to jump on that. That's a really juicy, fruity tasting chocolate. It should almost come with a sour warning. It makes your mouth salivate when you eat it. It's just, it tastes like summertime. It's incredible. Also we're working on biodegradable packaging. It's going to be ready by September. So all the packaging will compost in your compost heap along with your veggies.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with the strawberries, do you use freeze-dried strawberry in it?
We do use freeze-dried strawberries. We found that they provide the best quality and the best taste. I know there's a lot of people argue that freeze-drying is essentially like a cooking process in itself, but I've seen evidence of freeze-dried seeds sprouting with a very, very high viability. So therefore, I think it's cool.
Yeah, it doesn't destroy the enzymes. Freezing doesn't destroy the enzymes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Certainly comes across, it tastes like a very good product anyway, as far as like preservation goes.
Yeah.
So we've got the licorice and sea salt chocolate, which is very innovative. And we've actually infused licorice into the chocolate, and it's kind of, for me, like I had this perception of licorice from these black twists that I used to eat when I was younger. But actually the main content inside of that is aniseed. So like, I think most people's perception of licorice has been like tarnished, you know? So when you have the real licorice root, as you probably know, Kate, it's super sweet. It's almost like stevia. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's really popular in Scandinavia. When you go to like Denmark or Iceland, they're really big into their licorice there.
Absolutely, yeah. We were recently in Iceland and we were very inspired by their use of licorice.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Josh.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much, Kate, and all the very best.
Thank you.
Take care.